Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we are the organic response to tyranny. It's not a game. It's deadly serious. I saw a threat to our sovereignty when I was in college, and they were teaching us that world government was good, the Second Amendment was bad, America had to be basically brought down to third world status. And then I'd turn on the news and they'd say there's no world government, everything's fine, give up all your rights. Anyone that talks about a world government's a conspiracy theorist. And I was going, wait a minute, they're teaching me that world government's good, and I read all these documents and looked up all these globalists, and this is really happening, and they're going to take my freedoms and my family's freedoms. I've got to fight them. How do I fight them? I'll take RTF. I'll get involved in radio, television, film. And then I went to local stations and said, I want a job. I want to do something. I want to, no, there's no room for people like you. So I got an Access TV show. Then I got a local radio show on the weekend. Then it got top ratings. Then I got a weekly show, a weeknight show. Then I got a syndicated radio show. And here I am today, and I'm only one person in this fight. But I reach tens of millions of people a week through the websites alone. Millions a week through this radio show. And millions every month through the radio interviews I do. And I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. But I know this. We've got an evil elite coming down on us. And I'm here to fight them. What about you? And I know that good always wins out over evil. It does. And I know we've had incredible successes. And I don't like these so-called patriots that get on the radio and badmouth each other and beat down the listeners and tell the listeners they haven't done enough and whine and complain and talk about how good they are. And it just saddens me to no end. And later I'm going to talk about this today on the show. It just has to be said. And I'll go further than I've gone in the past. You need to know that and exposing it. It's been called for. It's a challenge that's been made. And we'll just have to go further. But I said I'd take your calls. And I've really done a good job. I've taken one call in the last hour. But I'm getting into my stride now. I'm going to try to just bang through your calls here now. Bang through them here. Craig in Texas. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you.
You bet.
I had a question, but before that, I wanted to know if you're aware of the massive chemtrails that were sprayed over Austin Tuesday from about 4 to 6. I have several pictures of them, and there are probably about 4 of them flying around spraying just huge smoke billows behind it.
Yeah, for those that don't know what the subject is, until 7-8 years ago, jets flew over at high altitude. They left ice crystals behind them. They disappeared in seconds to a maximum of 2 minutes my entire life. Now planes fly at 2,000 feet and leave giant plumey trails that are there 5 hours later. And now there are mainstream news articles admitting that something's been added to the fuel, something's going on with the atmosphere, something's changed. And we can all talk about what we think it is and what's happening. The problem is there's disinfo lunatics everywhere who think that any ice crystal trail is deadly poison being sprayed on us. They think something being sprayed at 35,000 feet is meant for you on the ground. No, it's meant for somebody else somewhere else in the world. And there are thousands of admitted sprayings of chemical and biologicals and radiologicals from helicopter and prop plane just since the 1940s up until the 70s when there was a declassification. So sure, this goes on. In every case, it's not happening. There is weather modification going on. They can control the weather. That's admitted and patented and triplicate. So there is weather modification going on a global scale, and I don't even pretend to know the master plan of it.
But I had a question about the cell phone calls during 9/11 from the passengers. I saw a TV show that, had actual people there, and I was wondering at what stage of when all that happened, when the calls were made.
Well, you have to understand, you're talking about the Discovery Channel show?
Yes.
Did you notice for 2 flights they used the same phone call? Person was supposedly on both flights? That's how few of these they have. So we can talk about that if you want, briefly when we get back. It's just, 10 years ago, they can show Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK. It's a fraud. I'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, you know, we need to revisit 9/11. I need to make a film about the lies, the official lies of the establishment, and then go through and, I mean, not just the lies of their official story, but how they attack us, how they try to discredit us. I mean, they've got, like, it's more than 10 shows that I actually have on tape that I've been sent by listeners or I've watched on TV. Why the towers fell, how the towers were built, what brought down the towers. And it's always the same propaganda. There were no support columns in the building. It was the flimsiest buildings ever built. On and on and on and on, explaining the lattice work when that's not how the building was built. It had the biggest columns ever in a building up until that time, but they just make the columns disappear. They don't even mention in the 9/11 Commission report why Building 7 fell. You know, they do all of this, but on the cell phones, folks, phones don't work above 12,000 feet unless you're in the mountains and speaking on that particular mountain cell phone system, which is notoriously very limited. I've actually researched this, written articles about it, and then it's line of sight to your cell phone. But when you're flying around in a just above sea level area of Boston and Pennsylvania and other areas, and you're at 35,000 feet and 22,000 feet, and, you know, that range, And there's just all these little cell phone calls being made. And it wasn't by Airphone or the phones that are built into the plane that let you make calls. No, it was people calling up. There's, what, three phone calls, including one of these government operatives, you know, calling her husband. And they're saying, oh, there's hijackers. I'm in trouble. You know, they may have bombs. Oh, I've got to go. Click. And that's the evidence. And then you watch the Discovery Channel show, and they use one phone call of what's happening with the hijackers and use that phone call, that same person, on two of the planes. And I was sent this by a listener, and it was pointed out, and I'm watching it, and on the show, that's what they show. And see, but the average person watches that show from an unconscious position, not a critical position. And so just, oh, I heard the callers. They've got so few of these fake calls, they use the same calls on each flight. There were also calls on this flight. There were also calls on that flight. And it's recycled. It's like Bin Laden. Bin Laden's back. He's alive. He's threatening us. Well, wait a minute. That's the same tape from before 9/11. Never mind that. He's back. No. And then that he's back on national TV, and then there's a minor correction. Well, that was actually an old tape. And then he's back again. Well, that was actually an old tape. He's back again. Oh, actually, that was an old tape. He's back again. It was actually an old tape. And then there's the fat Bin Laden post 9/11. He suddenly had gained literally 150 pounds. He suddenly had a nose that looked completely different. His whole bone structure was fake. And because the guy was such a bad lookalike, they turned the lights down to dim, and it's just a big blob. And then major speech experts, computer experts in Canada, the U.S., MIT, France, England, it was all over the foreign news. They took real Bin Laden speeches, made a digital code voice recognition key with it. That is, they set computerized locks to it with the real voice of Osama Bin Laden, the CIA asset. And then they took the voice of that guy, and not only did it not match, and not only did it not open the code key, then they had linguists listen. Number one, it's proven not be him. Then they had linguists listen. And it was someone speaking Arabic who had obviously lived in America for at least 10 years. Serious American accent to the Arabic. May have even been someone of non-Arabic descent. And that was what, three separate top linguists. So it wasn't just fake video and a fat guy. And it wasn't just all fake. You understand? All fake. All, in fact, I'm writing that down. Video about their fakes. About their fakes. I may just make a film with a whole bunch of vignettes, you know, a whole bunch of little pieces, just a, maybe, you know, 10 films on one video, and I just go out and make this point, go out and make that point, because there's so much I want to do. I'm going to pull my hair out. How dumb do we... Look, the Pentagon now admits that all these so-called democracy papers printing how much they love the occupation, they're all paid off, run by the CIA, all totally phony. They go, okay, it doesn't matter, we're going to keep doing it. And by the way, we're doing it here domestically, and so what? They openly lie to you. They openly plant false intelligence. They openly create fake yellow cake documents. This is what they do. And those ridiculous cell phone calls are as phony as a $3 bill. Craig, does that answer your question?
Yeah, also I was going to see, you were saying that the passengers might have been incapacitated.
That's what happened.
Was it before they knew anything that was going on? Or
again, it's like this. I'm a police detective. I caught the killer. I caught him with the dead body in his truck. The woman's skin is under his fingernails, and there's even, you know, his admissions, and he told people he was going to do it, and he did it. But he keeps quiet. He won't tell me what he did first. You know, did you bound her hands first or her feet first? He won't tell us. And so we get into all that. All I know is it's a standard doctrine operation, and I have Pentagon sources, and it's literally 500 other pieces of datum that go into this whole picture, and we know how they did it. We've got them.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Allie.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a very important question. It's so encyclopedic. I mean, how do you... I've made three 9/11 films, written a book, published a book, done probably 50 TV shows about it, probably done 200 radio shows about it on my own show, probably done... Well, not any probably. Of the 3,000, almost 4,000 interviews I've done the last 4 years, I'd say 80% of them were 9/11 related. So I it's sick what a sloppy job it was. We've got former head of the Star Wars program saying it, Congressman out saying it. We've got just, again, former chief economists saying it, and Treasury Department people saying it, and Defense Language School deans saying it. You know, I trained these people. They're government ops. It's a terror op. The government's behind it. They don't even fire the dean. They just tell him to shut up. I mean, it's just, what am I supposed to do? German defense ministers, German technology minister, number three in the Blair government going public and saying it and then resigning. You know, what am I supposed to do here? Physics professor saying it. Chief underwriters, underwriter laboratories saying it. Firefighters saying it. Firefighter engineering saying it. Police officers saying it. Eyewitnesses saying it. And on and on and on. And people say, well, if it really happened, you couldn't hide it. And if it really happened, people go public. They have gone public. It's just the horror. Do you have the nerve to admit we got people controlling our lives, running things, who mail anthrax out at their enemies to create fear, and who carry out terror attacks, and who could do something even bigger any day? Well, you know what? Denying it doesn't make it go away. It's still there, facing you, looking you in the eyes. And if they win, I'm dead. A lot of us are dead. But it won't matter. You're going to live as slaves, and you're going to be dead down the line. Your kids will be drafted. They'll be dead down the line. It just doesn't, you know, it's for all the marbles. Folks, I'm in this for all the marbles. All the way, 110%, going in to engage the enemy, point-blank range, charging their nest, charging their hill. There is no turning back. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. This is not a game. And half the Patriots are running around on egomaniac trips, attacking everyone, grubbing and carpet bagging and running around beating up their audiences and squeezing and just feds, obviously, or something very close to it, just running around doing their business. But it won't matter. People are discerning. They see right through it, and we're moving forward, and our numbers are exploding, and you just can't stop us. You can get some of us, but you can't get all of us. And you're going to fail. You hear me? You're going to fail. We're going to win this thing. Seth in Nebraska, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to know if you were aware of this new IBM commercial that seems to be promoting the idea of RFID tagging products and eventually...
Let me guess. The guy goes in the store and they think he's stealing something, but he's able to exit the store because he's scanned.
No, it's like this...
Yeah, that's the old IBM ad. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new IBM ad. This... semi truck is in the desert, and they stop because there's this lady at this help desk, just in the middle of the road in this desert, and she says, "You guys lost?" He's like, "Is this the road to Fresno?" And she says, "No, this is the road to Albuquerque." He's like, "How did you know where we were going?" The products in the back of your truck have RFID tags in them.
And the local police scanner readers, they've already put up, by the way, the feds did, Defense Department program, that the police will still be given. Oh, thank you, Pentagon. Oh, that was able to scan you. And, of course, the ad, I'm sure, doesn't tell you, we're going to give you tickets with it for speeding. We're going to track you and fire about 80% of the cops. But don't worry, cops, you won't have the cop job anymore. You're going to have spy jobs. Can you think of every dim-witted, black-suited little twit who always wanted power running around as a secret agent?
Exactly.
Oh, the nightmare of it. You're in your backyard barbecuing and they're peeking up over the back. Oh, heaven help us.
And here in Nebraska, at least here in Omaha, which is the biggest city in the state, I've noticed they've been putting up, you know, the whole intersection that's putting up the Big Brother infrastructure, and now... the license plates, the issue here in Nebraska, have barcodes on them.
Yeah, they all, yeah, exactly, sir. Look, the Texans don't know this. There's already a hidden barcode in ours.
Oh, the stickers you have on the windshield. I used to live in Dallas.
Yeah.
They probably were doing that when I lived there. That was like a decade ago.
All I know is 8 years ago they started putting the readers in, long before they even put it in the inspection stickers and the plates, and it's just sick. It's sick, sick, sick.
Also, you were saying you were wanting to make another 9/11 film. Another key topic is Bush coming to Offutt Air Force Base here in Omaha and going into the bunker. And STRATCOM headquarters is there at Offutt Air Force Base.
Yeah,
Your thoughts on that?
Meeting secretly with hundreds of lavish CEOs from the globe. And by the way, it was admittedly an unscheduled stop for him, but they were magically waiting.
Plus, we had
very interesting. Oh, it's just a coincidence, please. Please, just everything's fine.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm told that Wayne in Vancouver, Canada, disagrees with me. And we're going to go to Thomas and Walt and Mary, but I've just got to go to somebody who disagrees with me. I don't know what about, so we'll find out right now, but I'm going to move quickly through these calls. Wayne, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually a big fan of yours and listen to you all the time.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, what do you disagree with?
Well, I've heard that in the last couple of weeks, you know, the name Paul Hellyer came up a few times, the former Minister of Defense in Canada, former Deputy Prime Minister. and with his talk about UFOs.
Secret moon bases and mega beams, and we're going to have an intergalactic war with the Green Tooth Fairy, yes.
Yeah, things like that. And he was on the Jeff Brent show last night, you know, and he actually had a lot of good things to say. Now, I've never seen a UFO. I don't know if they exist.
Well, you know what? I think he's prominent enough for me to have on. I said that we have to listen when somebody like that, former defense minister, somebody of that level, I said we should listen to it. So I don't know what the... It's just that this isn't a UFO show.
No, that's true, Alex, and I appreciate that. But I did email you a number of times trying to get you to get him onto your show to talk about 9/11 because he is a very skeptical person about 9/11.
When did you send that material?
Several times in the past year.
What email address did you send it to?
To tips@infowars.com.
Well, send it again, and I guess I can ask Jeff for the fast track to get that guy's contact info.
Okay, because he knows all about globalization and the New World Order. I've got a couple of books that he has written on that. He's the founder of a party called the Canadian Action Party, which is totally against globalization.
Well, it sounds interesting. Send it to me again.
Get him on, Alex. And another person is the present leader of that party is Connie Fogel. Please get her on. She knows all about the North American Union. And all those plans.
I know, but then they mix it into moon bases, which it may be.
No,
for all I know.
He dubbed the party now. He's definitely doing his own thing now. You know, he's 83, but he's still very lucid. He had a great.
Well, I'm going to get him on. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks, Al.
You bet. I appreciate it. No, I already told my producer. I said I want that guy on, but, you know, other people have contacts we don't have. Like, I can get a guest somebody else can't get for some reason, and then there's other guests I have trouble getting. I believe those calls have been made. And, I've got to go ahead and go back to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, I want to thank you for doing a good job on your radio show. Everything you talk about ties with the Bible at the end times. And what I'm calling about it at work, that they had a Newsweek teen magazine for teens showing how the government's making it okay to have the chip implant. And
Was that Time magazine?
Yes, Newsweek. Time magazine for teens.
Well, which one, Time or Newsweek?
I'm sorry, it's Newsweek.
Well, because that's different. I've seen two Time magazine for kids where everybody needs a chip and your parents are backwards and want to keep you from having it, but if you're totally stylish, I mean, it actually says this, then you're going to get the chip, and so you're saying now it's even in Newsweek.
It's in Newsweek. It's in the October issue.
Disgusting. Yep. If you're really cool, you'll have it. I mean,
yeah.
How Orwellian, how out of control nightmare is that?
And the sad thing is, I work for a school district, and they're showing a magazine in the school.
I know, it's given out for free to help them. Guns are evil, microchips are good,
yeah.
World government's going to help you. I could make a whole film just about the free magazines and Channel One they provide the kids in school. I mean, it's so sick. You know what? Send me that Newsweek.
Okay, I have to get it off my buddy. Yeah, I gave it to him last night.
You know, there's an online version, I'm sure. We've written articles about the Time magazine. Get the chip. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, and me and my buddy's been talking. We know that the people, like you've been saying, are waking up to what's going on. And we know sooner or later the government has to create a problem that they can get the people's minds off what's going on.
Well, I mean, how obvious is that? I mean, imagine, again, I use this example a lot. Imagine 20 years ago, if you've seen a late night movie where... The movie's about a janitor waking up to a weird world. Aliens have invaded, and they've taken control of the publications, and they're telling you, take your microchip. It's normal. It's good. Everything's fine. Global government. You know, take the aliens out of it, though. This is the real world.
Yeah, it is.
And it is body snatcher level weird, but we just calmly watch Andy Rooney get up on TV and say we all need chips to prove we're good. That is off the charts, out of control.
That's like a friend of mine. He belongs to the 4-H club with his kids.
Oh.
They're not even allowed to mention Christmas no more because it deals with Christ.
Oh, it's hateful, and you'll be kicked out if you're wearing a cross. But but you can love Harry Potter and learn about sorcery.
Well, they teach that at school.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Thank
our
you,
leader,
bud.
Our leader believes in that. Our Christian leader. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. No, it's just so over-the-top sick. I mean, literally, you ought to go read what's in Time magazine for kids. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. More of your calls straight ahead. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking at all this news during the break. Were the levees bombed in New Orleans, and this is MSNBC, Ninth Ward residents give voice to conspiracy theory, and they've got all these eyewitnesses who aren't little gangbangers, as the media tried to say, little old ladies that saw the explosions go off, heard them go off, things of that nature, and then it gives a lot of credence to it. Now they're saying, we're not going to rebuild any of that, we're going to make it Greenbelt, and it's going to be a big economic global zone, property thieving. Okay, side issue. I'm going to get into that later. There is just so much here I want to cover. But I do want to at least talk to Walt, May, Tony, and Tom, and then I'm going to get into news for a while and then back into your calls throughout the third hour. But I have not yet lavished my videos today, and we're already more than halfway into the transmission. Look, it's simple. I have made the premiere, admittedly, the best anti-New World Order documentaries out there, bar none. Totally jam-packed with information. Every film covers scores of topics. Take the classic 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Let's say you've already got it. And you made a few copies a few years ago, but you haven't made any more copies. Please make more copies. Please put it on Access TV. Please give them as Christmas gifts. You want to give somebody a nice Christmas gift? Instead of just giving them some burned copy on DVD or some VHS copy, why not buy some of the originals? Why not buy it in the nice pretty cover case with the artwork on the top of the DVD? Why not make it a stockings cover? Why not give it to someone or get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, a miniseries covering the latest police state developments, how, why, just everything, how the globalists carried out 9/11, totally covers that in part two. Part three, who the globalists are, what their master plan is, what their ideology and philosophy is. Such an important film. And then there's my new film, The Order of Death, hard-hitting, 45 minutes long, the history of the Illuminati, how it goes back to Egypt and Babylon, how it ties into Skull and Bones, new video inside Bohemian Grove, inside the owl, up close, the effigies, everything. I mean, this is exciting. This is a big deal. I commend the gentleman that worked there and was able to, never told us he was even working there, and just got the footage and gave it to us and quit. Just amazing stuff in this new film, The Order of Death, and on the same DVD, the re-edited, remastered, with updated 2005 edition of our 2000 film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. That people said that they loved and really woke a lot of people up. But I made that about 3 weeks, folks, because we were getting death threats. And after we snuck out of there, we were getting threats. We were up late at night, you know, till 5 a.m., making that video. And it was pretty good, but, you know, not thrown together, but hurriedly cut together. Well, I took my time and spent months re-editing that, remastering that, and making a new film that introduces you to it. And then, okay, you've seen The Order of Death, now watch this. Perfect for your pastor, perfect for your leader, your religious leader, perfect for the theology or philosophy class at college, perfect film to watch at a dinner party, you know, isn't 2-3 hours long, 45 minutes long. That's how long an average TV show is, 45 minutes of program, 15 minutes of ads. Well, this doesn't have the ads. It's a 45-minute program, the classical media dose, and then after it, another hour and 35-minute film, The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And you get one copy of that, both films, for the price of one, $24.95, each additional copy, $9.95. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. I'm only offering this deal, $9.95 each additional copy, until the new year. So please take advantage of this now. The toll-free number to call and get the films, the books, the videos, they can answer all your questions. I'm carrying a bunch of other books and videos right now. I've got a bunch of other specials going. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We have T-shirt deals right now as low as $9.95 per T-shirt, any size, made in America. Any one of the T-shirts you want, any size. When you get two of the shirts, they're $14 a piece. When you get three, they're $9.95 a piece, so three shirts for $30. Or you can get one for $19.95. A whole bunch of different pro-gun T-shirts, pro-America T-shirts, anti-New World Order T-shirts, prisonplanet.tv, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Go to the secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com and take advantage of all the new specials and deals we're offering. And thank you, all of you out there that have gotten the books and videos and T-shirts. You make this show and what we do and the websites and my growing crew down here. You make it all possible. So thank you. That's Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or last but not least, I mean, I went to England and did a special London bombing report with interviews with Michael Meacher and David Shaler, MI5 agent, and Andy Michon, another MI5 agent. And we come back and put it together for you. And special reports inside a Masonic temple. A new feature we do is stuff listeners send us raw footage and authorize us to. We edit it, put it together, put it on prisonplanet.tv, and put large sections out of it for free for everybody. We're about to start doing free vodcasting for people out there with the video iPods and other video devices. I mean, we're turning up the heat, folks. We work hard here, and your support is fueling our fighter bombers tanks. I image my operations as a fighter bomber pounding deep in enemy territory, exposing these sick freaks. So prisonplanet.tv, we've added all my films,
my new film, all my weekly TV reports, special reports, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's ridiculous, folks. You can download, burn copies. Talk about an activist center. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go in there and download and burn copies of all my films, pretty good quality. Not as good as getting the original DVD or VHS, but pretty good quality, watchable. On the disc, on the tapes, give it to people. You can, it's incredible. Print copies of my book, Paul Watson's book, run around, give them to people. We're in this to win, folks, and when you move, it's unstoppable. So 15 cents a day, monthly subscriptions, and we got a new deal. We did give you 3 months free if you got a yearly subscription. We knocked it down by $10 more, so what is it, like 5 months free when you get a yearly subscription right now? That's only through the new year. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. There's my plug. Ah, fuel us. You know what? I got to stop drinking Starbucks coffee. I'm already a hyper person. My beautiful, wonderful wife bought this Christmas blend. And I'm not going to lie to you, it is, I almost got off coffee. I was doing half and half and then quarter, 75% decaffeinated, and I have backslidden. No more tobacco, don't even let myself drink the brewski anymore, beer here or there. I've cut everything out but this, and I tell you, I think sometimes I have better shows. Last week I did a show without coffee, and it was a more calm show. What am I doing? Oh, by the way, what am I doing going in Starbucks? Well, the coffee just tastes better. It's so much stronger. Normal cup of coffee has 50 milligrams of caffeine. Do you know what Starbucks has in it, ladies and gentlemen? 300. And I think this is even stronger than 300 milligrams. All right, there you have it. We're talking about caffeine now. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. I'm like the too much coffee man on that Beavis show they had on MTV many years ago. Walt in Missouri, good to hear from you. Is this my buddy, Walt?
You betcha, Alex. Good afternoon, and God bless you.
Well, you're always welcome to call, my compadre.
Well, you know, I've tried to call a few times, and the line's always busy, and I listen most every day. Of course, I'm sometimes in and out of the truck and don't always get to hear everything, but I catch you from 9 to midnight at night, you know, on, shortwave, so I don't really feel like I missed anything anyway. And all
you're
callers,
able to listen, you're able to listen on good old KCXL, aren't you?
You betcha, you betcha. Yep, and all your callers are normally so good anyway that I feel that, well, you know, I'll just listen. You know, if I can't get in, I'll just listen. That'll be fine. But I heard you call today for people, first-time callers and people that haven't called in a long time, and I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. Well, I want you to know, folks, you need to get his videos, like he said. I'm going to tell you, I'm into classic cars, you know, drag racing and all this stuff, and every swap meet and car show and stuff that I go to, I've got 50 or 60 of Alex's videos sitting on the table with a great big free sign on them, and my 13-year-old son, yeah, Josh is 13 now, and, well, he'd be 14 this March.
How's the son that's been in Iraq, the Marine?
He's doing fine. I guess he didn't get, so far any contamination that we can tell, even though he was over there at, Camp Anaconda and, tramped around in it. By the way, for those that don't think that you've told the truth, about Iraq, Saddam Hussein, his right-hand man, Tariq Aziz, was Christian. And on the base that my son was at, it was an air base, and it was so dangerous over there that the Air Force wouldn't even keep planes there. But on that base, right across the street from each other, was a Christian church and a Muslim mosque. So there you go. And it's not anything that the military built. It had been there for years.
Well, not anymore. Our government's installed the radical Islamists, so it's over for the Christians now.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Bush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great job, yeah. You know, I wanted to say I took your advice and, being an ex-pilot and working in military intelligence, I took your advice and I'm spreading the word about all the information that I know and all the stuff I can hear on your show because I know everything on your show is documented. In other words, you wouldn't open your mouth and talk about it unless you've got the paperwork to back it up. And that's the one thing I loved about you. In fact, that's why I got hooked up with you. You know, I gave you 2 weeks to give me the info, and I went on the Internet and checked it all out, and then that's when I ordered every tape you had. Because, like, well, this guy's speaking the facts, and I've been speaking the facts for years, but nobody listens to me because I got no documentation here. Here's the video. You know? And, anyway, the bottom line is, you know, it just amazes me that all these shows that I go to where I'm giving away your tapes, there is new audience everywhere. In other words, wow, what's this about? And like I said, Josh is very institutional in this because he's watched every one of them. I've made him watch every one of them because I want him to know what's going on. And while I'm busy helping somebody or talking about the cars or this or that or whatever, why, he's over here at the table explaining parts of the video to him. And there's only one person we've ever met at one of these shows that knew who you were. And he came up to me and he wanted to shake my hand. He said, because he said, I appreciate what you're doing. He said, and I'm amazed that, you know, there's somebody here in Missouri, and this guy was from California, that knew who Alex Jones was. And I said, well, I said, you know, I've been doing this for years. I said, you know, yeah. And, yeah, it's an investment, folks. You got to buy tapes and DVDs and all of this, and I don't know, you know, and that's not just the expense. I don't know how many video recorders I've gone through, you know, and throwed out for the scrap pile, you know, because I've just worn them out. I mean,
well, it's very
folks,
effective.
It's worth it.
Walt,
it's worth it.
Walt, I don't want you to be as big a stranger as you've been. It was great meeting you when I was up there at that big event at KCXL. I got to come back up and do one of those sometime again in the future. But what do you think about all the torture and the lies and just all the craziness and the attack on the Bill of Rights, all the things we've seen happen?
Well, you know, Alex, as a retired Marine, I swore an oath to the Constitution, and that's one reason that I'm on the bandwagon here, because when I swore an oath to the Constitution to protect and defend my country and its people, I took that oath seriously. That wasn't just something that when I got, you know, out that I just threw down in the corner and forgot about. And as far as the torture, my attitude is, you know, as a one-time ground pounder walking in Vietnam, you know, if I capture the folks, then I'm going to have to treat them decent.
Well, they were the bad guys because they did torture you guys.
Exactly, exactly. But the bottom line is, you know, once you capture them, you know, we're supposed to be above all of this. I mean, you know, I consider myself above it. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I don't know. And the lies and the media being bought and all of this. I mean, you know, and then they got paying the media over in Iraq. And, I mean, you know, come on, folks. It's not just Iraq.
Well,
it's here. That's
well,
the reason
the point is
that I tell everybody never turn your TV on. Leave it off.
No, I hear you. Walt, it's good hearing from you, and
God
take care.
God bless you, Alex.
Take care, my friend. We'll take a few more calls and get back into the news for a spell. But let me just, he mentioned something that made me remember that I was listening to NPR, stuck in traffic a couple days ago for about an hour. And so I got to listen to about three or four different segments, part of one show and part of another show. And it was different guests, different topics, kept bringing up. You know, they get talking points. You know, Iraq really needs to be four different countries. You know, that's what it used to be before the British took over. Oh, it ought to be Balkanized. Oh, that's the plan. Oh, that's what this new movie Syriana's about. Oh, that'll help. Oh, that we just need to. That was the plan all along, was to screw that country up and break it up and to have all these regional governments tied into this weak central puppet government that just controls the resources. And they didn't want a strong Arab country, and that's what they've done. And we knew that from the start. The operation is to have a big quagmire, feed the troops in, screw the country up, and then bring in UN troops to kind of police a new government and pull out. And that's exactly what's being done. That's what we told you 2 years before the war. We told you for the last 2.5 years. And now it's all over the news. I saw it on TV last night, turned on TV, so somebody punched a button. And now they're announcing the exit strategy. NATO and UN I-4 troops and 4 to 3 regions, and totally, and that was the Israeli plan in 83. And then that was the plan picked up by the neocons, and that's been the plan all along. And they'll keep all the contractors in there and pay money into that black hole and just basically have, it's the Balkanization. It's like the Balkans. And that's it. And now that's what's going to happen. And we'll hear how we were bad and we were failures. And we know the globalists did not fail. They're doing exactly what they said they'd do. And to all the neocons that are listening to the radio, they'll all just suck their thumbs and think, well, we tried our best. It makes me sick. Who's up next here? Tony? Oh, Mary in Kansas. Okay, go ahead, Mary. You're up first. Sorry.
Well, I also just want to say God bless you for what you're doing. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. And I've been listening to you for a few years now. I wanted to also grab up the IBM commercials. I wanted to bring in the newest one they've got.
It's wonderful. RFID tracks us and keeps us safe. I haven't seen it, but I'm getting calls about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this one I think refers more to the mark of the people. It shows a bank, and there are three robber guys break into the vault, and there's a man sitting at his desk, and
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about how having a chip under our skin will save us from Al Qaeda and the bank robbers and everything else for that matter. I mean, you're not for the terrorist, are you? I mean, we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
See, where the guy goes in the grocery store and he's stuffing a ham in his shirt and biscuits and a drink, and you see the security guard looking at him, and he's real, you know, handsome and leather jacket, totally trending and totally stylish. Of course he is. And he's got a chip in his card, and so he doesn't even, this has been on the air for 5 years, and you think the cop's about to bust him, the security guard, but he says, excuse me, sir, real politely, and the guy turns around, yeah, what do you want? And he goes, your receipt, because he was scanned. I haven't seen these new ads. I'm kind of at a disadvantage. I don't watch that much TV. But tell us more about it, Mary, please.
Oh, okay. Anyways, it's the vault setting in a bank. And the three guys break in. And there's a man sitting at the desk. And they want to know where the money is. There's no money in the bank, apparently, at all. And I can't remember the terms he used, but he uses a lot of different computer terms where... how it's safer without cash, and he informs them about this, how that, you know, you no longer need cash, that, you know, it's the safest system, and he starts to tell them all the details, and then in the end, he looks at them and asks who they are, and they say, oh, they're the cleaning crew, and that's how it's done.
Oh, well, yes, we'll all be safe. There won't be any digital manipulation of money. There won't be any online hacking. I have two articles today where companies and governments are on purpose. And again, they say it's accidental. It's totally obvious it's on purpose. They're never prosecuted. Giving all your data to thieves and known criminal groups. And then this, that's where 80%+ of the identity theft is coming from.
Right.
But they don't care. They're just going to keep telling you that the cashless society will save you. When they had the former head of Scotland Yard computer crimes go public, another MI6 high-level agent went public and said, no, this is going to increase identity theft.
Yeah, the main thing is people need to get, they need to get informed, but they also need to get back with God. I mean, that's where we're at. And you're going to have to make a choice. The main is do not take the chip. That's, I mean, once you've taken the chip, you have made your choice. There is no going back.
Absolutely, Mary. Thanks for the call. I appreciate those important points you made. And will somebody videotape, will somebody record these ads for me, please? Chances are, if you remember seeing the ad in a certain show you were watching, it's going to air again sometime this week or next week. Tape it for me. Send it to me. Listen, I try to do all this. I can't do it all. So much of what we're able to do is because you have gotten involved. You have helped us get this information together. Let me just say something about IBM. People think Microsoft is the big evil company. And the evidence is it really is an NSA front. Of course, they privately profit themselves. That's how this works. They give it to their cronies, and they privately profit off the government while it's really part of the government. And I have this from high-level individuals in the company as well. IBM makes Microsoft look like a schoolboy. IBM is the most sinister, evil corporation on the face of the globe right now. Going back to Thomas Watson and his love of Adolf Hitler and going over to Germany even at the start of the war and the IBM machines. You know those tattoos on the prison camp victims? That was your personal ID number entered into the IBM computer with IBM technicians throughout the war serving the Fuhrer. Now that's public. And they're at the forefront of running propaganda all over TV and buying up little companies and funding companies. And there are thousands of companies that are nothing but fronts of IBM. And it is just unbelievable. And they've always been evil. They are evil. That's what IBM is. And I will not buy or own any IBM equipment. I will not. That is one company. You know, a lot of them are bad, but you got to choose your battles. Do not truck with IBM.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Introduce.